Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings and greetings, greetings and blessings, blessed souls. We're alive because we're meriting to stay alive in this most existential of moments, with the intent of being configured to Torah Chaim, instructions of life, Torah Chesed, instructions of kindness.
Okay, blessings and greetings and blessings, blessed souls. We have a little technical difficulty because we're not using our internet connection because we don't have an internet connection. We're using two cell phones, and hopefully there is some sort of clear transmission. You now tune into Blog Talk Radio, and this happens to be, we will humbly assert, with all the glitches that took place so far tonight, the inner frequency, the higher frequency Blog Talk Radio, course of Soul Class. This is Soul Class number 742, Children's Faces and the Infinite Creator. This is Anti-Eugenics Radio. We're now broadcasting live with the intent of being configured to Torah Chaim, instructions of life, Torah Chesed, instructions of kindness, Torah Saracham, instructions of mercies. We're broadcasting live from Golden Heights section of Crown Heights, Brooklyn, here live from Turtle Island, a.k.a. the USA Unified Soul Actualization. And we hope to be screaming and streaming and dreaming out positive vibrations. The human family experience, 7.7 billion plus individuals who are anointed and shouldn't be disappointed with the knowledge of the fact that they are blessed with a Tzelem Elokim, which is no dream. We're going to be gleaning some inspirations and adding some thoughts to go on tonight from a teaching from Torah Or from the first Chabad Rebbe, Rav Shneur Zalman Eliadi, the first Chabad Rebbe. And here we go. For those of you who are able to learn in the Hebrew, I glean inspiration from Daf Ayin Tes Amud Gimel from Torah Or, which was again written by the author Rebbe. Blessed souls, there are various terms which can describe allegorically, the connection between giver and receiver. Here is one example. See Song of Songs, Shir Hashem, chapter 8, verse 1, quote, like a brother nurtured, end of quote. Now, this quote was alluding to a pristine relationship from the children of Israel, B'nai Yisrael, Trubi, to a base of Megiddush, a holy temple in Yerushalayim, city of Jerusalem. And let's zoom now into one precise experience which transpired inside the Holy of Holies, on top of the Holy Ark of the Covenant, where there were two angelic figures which were located on the cover of the Holy Ark of the Covenant, and they were called cherubim, or in the English, cherubim. They were small-like male figures who stood upon the ark's cover and faced each other. Their distinctive faces, youth-like in appearance, alluded to and continue to allude as an instruction from Torah, for Torah is an expression of instruction, Ahara Nitzchi, an eternal instruction. The fact that their faces were carved out to look as young children alludes to the act of renewal, return, teshuvah, a rebirthing of an individual after making the courageous decision to turn away from the illusionary world they view how life should be lived, to learn more about the faces of the cherubim, the cherubim. One can go see the classic teaching of the Torah sage, 19th century Torah sage, the Chassam Sofer, Ala Torah, in the Torah portion of Kisiso, with this great sage citing a source from the Talmudic tractate of Brachos, 34, page 34, Amud Beis, the second page. Now a question may arise within your blessed mind. What else can we learn from a Torah description of the cherubim, when ultimately our focus within Torah learning, within the Torah learning community, is to serve a creator who does not possess a bodily form or likeness. Thus, we can clarify by remembering there are two scriptural verses from Torah, one in one of the five books of Moses, one from the Tanakh, from the prophets, and the one from the five books of Moses found in the fourth book, the book of Numbers, Sefer Bamidbar, chapter 19, verse 14. This is a teaching for man. Zos Torah Adam. In Shmuel Beis, in the book of Samuel 2, chapter 7, verse 19, again, that expression, this is a teaching from man. And to learn more about these verses, I would humbly advise anyone who wants to learn more about the implications, what does it mean, the Torah of man, by going to the rabbinical, like the Radak, and the Sefer David. Furthermore, we are offered a deeper glance of what the instructions of Torah offer us, and the teaching from our sages, from the Holy Zohar, which was written, or put together, transmitted, by Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, who lived over 1,800 years ago, that the entire Torah are all merely names of the Holy One, blessed be He. For in the Torah instruction of Gematria, where every Hebrew letter of Lashon HaKodesh, the holy language, has a mathematical value, the mathematical value of Shema, meaning His name, is 346, with the Shin having a mathematical value of 300, the Mem of 40, and the Vav of 6, is matched by the Torah Gematria computation of 346, which corresponds to the word Rechon, Reish, which has a value of 200, Tzadik, which has a value of 90, the Vav is a value of 6, and Nun Sofit, the longer Nun, the extended Nun, has a Gematria value of 50. That adds up to 346 as well. So we see that when we talk about that the entire Torah, all names of the Holy One, Blessed Be He, they all represent not just names, but the desire of the Creator to manifest revelations through the various combinations of the letters of the Torah in manners that we cannot decipher until we have a Torah instruction to explain to us how the divine desire is embedded in one of the five books of Moses, how is it embedded in the Tanakh and the teachings of the holy writings like Psalms and Song of Psalms and Proverbs and Ecclesiastes and Lamentations, and as of course in the oral Torah, in the Jewish law and Talmudic teachings. Furthermore, we should mention that the 10 divine conduits for spreading and listening, dispersing divinity, namely the Sfirot or Sfirot, are in reality an expression of the secret of Creator's holy name. One moment, blessed soul, consider any human's name. Like, let's take three names. Adam or Adam, Abraham or Abraham, or Jacob, Yaakov. Each person, or any person who designated one of, say, these three names, however, would contain within himself an essential essence, and he would be specifically unto himself, which precludes any connection to any name associated with himself, such as this person's unique intellect, this person's unique emotional capacities, and they share a unique connection with him and are not dependent on whether his name is spelt with four letters, like with the name of Adam, or seven letters, like the name of Abraham, or five letters, like the name of Jacob. On the other hand, a person really doesn't need a name. Rather, it is out of social convenience and custom from going back from time immemorial. Because after all, the first name given to a human being was given by the Creator to Adam. Again, out of social convenience and from time immemorial, when human beings began this unique custom of calling each other by names, that when he or she's name is pronounced, it is merely for the fact that this now directs their attention to the person who wished to receive their attention. So too, when we configure our awareness towards the supernal, universal super being, our infinite Creator, even the pristine, godly level, divine level of supernal wisdom, even to bring it into our conversation and to mention all the levels of divine emotional attributes are still not even comparable to our Creator's essence and true state of being, and only can be discussed in terms of exclusionary assertions such as Creator is not a man, Creator is not a woman, Creator's thoughts are not our thoughts, etc., etc., and etc. So, if we are to
return to a concept briefly mentioned before, namely the secret of Creator's name, that this pristine level of divinity is merely an eternal glimmering ray shining out into creation, which paradoxically does not reach even into Creator's essence. Rather, because our prophets have identified for us Creator, not the byproduct of God, but rather contains and surrounds, is no way constricted by even Creator's essence and essential being. And that is part and parcel of the Holy One, blessed be He. You know, blessed souls, there's so much more to talk about, ranging from the holy cherubim standing upon the Ark of the Covenant to accessing day-by-day internalization of knowing an unknowable Creator whose mercy and love for creation allows each human being, according to his or her blessing, to access an awareness of the infinite Creator. Therefore, may Creator, blessed be Creator, reveal within this blessed world in the way of a Havachad, one of Goralachad, one destiny, Kolana for all, but Darkham, Darkham, a pleasant, peaceful way, a means by which we can grow in our consciousness of retaining that childlike innocence of renewal and connecting to an adult engagement in coming to know our Creator. And as your incarnation local cyberspace, to our activists, to our Austin Dundas, Goodman, I can remind you and I myself before anyone else, I've got to be good, you've got to be good, you have got to be good, because the Creator is the source for goodness. It's ever so patient for us to activate that goodness, which is intimately connected with our Tzelem Elohim, which is no dream of the world. Image will help us get in scrimmage. I just want to leave you one more acronym of God. It stands for Aleph, Ahava, love, base, bracha, blessing, Gimel, gaiva, arrogance, is gala, dalas, and gala, poverty. They will move in the way of Ahava and bracha, love and blessing, and stay away in the manner of arrogance and poverty, spiritual and physical as well. Take care, everyone. Have a blessed week.